Terrorist attacks in the Middle East garner fears for what's next in one country. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In times of uncertainty, we're reminded of the power and the necessity of prayer. It's the same throughout Africa, whether people are dealing with the spiritual drought under Boko Haram or with physical drought. Just 36 hours ago, a car bomb in Istanbul, Turkey killed 11 people and injured 36. The explosion ripped through a bus of riot police and area civilians during rush hour. Now, authorities do have four people in custody, but this is the fourth major attack in Turkey this year. Rody Rodehaver with International Needs was recently in Turkey, and he shares...
There is the feeling that the country is being seen through the crosshairs of more than one terrorist organization. Obviously, they haven't named anyone in this particular situation yet, but they have several choices. The PKK, the Kurdish terrorist organization, of course, ISIS is another one.
With this attack on the second day of Ramadan, some wonder what this means for the church. Would you pray for boldness?
These incidents, though they loom large on our television screens, they are still only affecting a very small part of the population. But they do have the ability to create fear and havoc. And that's the goal of the terrorists, to create terror. And so our role as believers is to bring people back to the hope and confidence that we find in Jesus.
And it could take a form we're not expecting. There are over 2 million refugees scattered across northern Nigeria and the surrounding countries. Many have lost their homes, and resources in the refugee camps are scarce. It's been going on for quite some time now, but it's important that people don't forget the seriousness of what's happening.
We hear about Boko Haram, and sometimes the body of Christ, you can get a little bit kind of immune or calloused when you keep hearing something over and over, but the body of Christ really needs to wake up and recognize that this season is a great opportunity for us to engage and come alongside these national leaders that literally are willing to give up their life.
World Missions' Greg Kelly says many Muslims are turned off by the violence and are searching for answers to new and difficult questions. World Missions helping them find those answers by providing humanitarian assistance solely in the name of Christ.
Christians are stepping into that void, and they're not trying to debate them or win some philosophical argument. They're simply being the body of Jesus and showing love and compassion, and the Holy Spirit is doing the work. So really, we are seeing people come to Christ.
And this is where you come in. Kelly's asking you to join him in praying that bold Christians will continue to rise up in Nigeria. Moving from a spiritual drought to an actual physical one, it's not in the news much, but the drought in East Africa really hasn't gone away. As part of the Karamoja Homeland Project, Every Child Ministries is working to help the Karamojong, who are the neediest and among the poorest in Uganda during this difficult time. Lorella Rouster of ECM.
So this program called Farming God's Way takes, I think, the best advantage of what rain is available there by preserving whatever moisture there is in the soil.
ECM will teach the people how to sustain their own gardens, even with limited rain. And as an example, ECM will be developing a demonstration garden to help teach the people.
And this is a thoroughly Bible-based program. It teaches God's ownership of the soil and our responsibilities as his stewards. So like praying over the gardens, for instance, is a very important part of the program. And this program leads into natural opportunities to share the gospel with the people.
So what's needed? Funding to develop the project. It's helping the Karamojong people meet their physical needs, as well as providing touch points for the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. ISIS, Islam, caliphate, and terrorism. That's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. But One Way is inviting you to join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. And each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up representative nations in prayer. Let's ask with one voice that God would shatter the deception of Islam with the presence and truth of Christ. You can sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.